to Slightly Offsides, your perfect game plan for all things college and professional football. Hosted by Dre and Mike.
Welcome back to week two of college football on Slightly Offsides. We're doing our week two of lightning round picks. We've got all three fellas with us today. Dre, welcome to your first ever picks show. We had you in your picks in electronically last week, but you get to view this in all of its glory and be with us today.
I'm excited.
For those of you that this is your first episode watching with us here, what we do, this is not betting advice. This is just a way for us to be competitive against each other and also just give you guys opinions on our predictions for the games. So you're allowed to call however you like on a game. You just cannot pick a winner outright unless you're going with the betting underdog. So with that being said, we're going to pull up the rankings, I guess, from week one. So Greg, you said you went, was it 6-7 week one?
6-7.
And then Dre, yeah. Were you able to tabulate yours?
I was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 7-6.
7-6. All right, so we got a tight race here. 8-5, 7-6, 6-7. It's still a wide open race after week one. That's what we love to see, boys. I will tell you guys, I think you're going to catch up some ground here on me this week. I did not feel nearly as confident picking this week as I did last week, so we'll see how it goes. But we're going to get it kicked off with us right here. Greg and I have been having some banter over text about this game today. I feel very strongly about it. Greg is doing his very hardest to shake my confidence. It's going to be Alabama on the road against Texas. Alabama is currently a 20-point favorite. The over-under is 65.5. Greg, what do you got here?
I'm taking Texas to cover. That's my hot take for the week. As much as I complimented Bama, I think those Texas playmakers are going to make some plays on Bama's defense. You know, you have a player of the quality of Bijan Robinson. Doesn't matter who you're going up against, he's going to make plays. Same with Xavier Worthy and Quinn Ewers. I mean, you know, we'll see how Quinn Ewers plays, you know, against one of the best teams in college football history, recently. Pretty big challenge for him. But, you know, he has all the talent in the world to compete with them. We'll just see if it happens on Saturday. But, yeah, I'm going to pick Texas to cover.
I'm going to have to go Bama on this one, brother. I don't like using Nick Saban as, like, a crutch or anything. But, you know, I'm looking at coaching. I'm looking at, again, some guys are first-year roster guys, and we'll see how well this translates over for Texas. But I just see that, you know, with the win that Alabama had last week in such dominating fashion, that Texas is, they can keep up, but I don't think it'll be for very long. That's my opinion. I think it'll probably be 27 realistically, maybe.
So sometimes how I think about these games is I take the team who's favored, or I take the team who is the underdog, right? And I essentially handicap them. So like in this example, like the game starts, Texas is up 20-0. Do you think Bama wins the game? Like, do you think Bama comes back if the game starts out Texas up 20-0?
Yeah. Sadly, yeah.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Like, I think Alabama, this is going to be your case of, okay, Texas is good. They are definitely there offensively with the pieces. They're going to make plays. We won't dispute that. Bijan's going to have his runs. Okay, but this is a Texas O-line that's built to pass protect, not run protect. This is a first-year starter, an 18-year-old, Quinn Ewers, very talented at home, but against probably a top-five defense in the country.
Of the best defenses.
Probably one of the best rushers in recent
college football. Shout out to Will.
before Chase Young and the Boses, I'd say.
Yeah, it's going to be, I don't know. Might continue. I'm sorry. I love what you're saying here.
I just think, you're good, man. I just think Bryce Young's poise, Saban, and also the fact that just like of all of the guys that have come from Saban's coaching tree, right? Sark, to me, is not that dude. I think he's going to fold. I told Greg, I'm pulling up the text here. I'm saying not only will I call it Bama covering, I'm going to tell you the score. 40-17 Bama. You can ship that. Take it to the bank. They cover. I just think Texas gets a couple of late touchdowns to make it look like a prettier game than it was. I think Bama rolls here. And we see how much work Texas 40? Still has to do, especially on the defensive side. What?
Why'd you pick 40?
Why'd I pick 40?
Yeah.
It's a weird score, isn't it?
Yeah. It's weird because that...
How would you get to 40?
I mean...
There's got to be a safety in there.
You're having Bama's...
There's got to be a safety.
I mean, you're having Bama's offense kind of struggle against them. Is that what you're saying?
Could be a few goals.
40 points? All right. I'll tell you... Greg, I'll use the other score then. How about 56-21? We'll go 56-21. We'll do that. 56-21.
Because if you get the 40 points, you're kicking field goals. And you're not scoring a ton in the first half.
Yeah, we'll see how it shapes out. But this is my highest confidence pick of the week. Is taking Bama to cover. Game number two. We've got South Carolina and a somewhat struggling Spencer Rattler going on the road to a already battle-tested Arkansas with KJ Jefferson and Sam Pittman. The Hogs are favored. Let me make sure this line is still accurate. The Hogs are favored 8.5 here, and the over-under is 53. Dre, I'm going to switch it up and go with you first here. What do you think
I'm going to go Arkansas 8.5. I watched them last week. Like you mentioned, they are pretty battle-tested. I like that they're at home, too. I think that gives the Razorbacks an even better chance of kind of holding them off. And I also don't necessarily know, again, how good Spencer Rattler actually is, which is kind of the sad part. You know, I mean, he is good in certain situations and certain sets, but I'm not necessarily convinced that he's going to take them any further than where they're probably going to end up, which is, you know, maybe a 10-point loss. So 10-17, I'll go anywhere there. I think Arkansas covers.
I know this is a pick show, but I just want to get like real quick question from you guys here. Despite having like a really up and down college career, Rattler is still pretty high on the QB list for like drafts. Do you think there's a scenario here where he like plays himself out of an NFL quarterback position with like a really crappy year at South Carolina? Or do you think that the draft scouts are just going to take him based on talent?
Yeah, he's going to get a chance at least. Will take like...
All right. That's interesting. Interesting. I mean, I probably largely
agree with
that.
He's like all SEC honorable mention, like that means he had kind of like an average year, you know, didn't live up to like his massive hype ever really. But I think like a team will still take a chance on him based on how much talent he had in high school, especially like a team that feels like they could coach him up.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go with the Hogs as well here. I just like the momentum in Sam Pittman's program. Kind of like you said, Dre, still don't really know where to pin Rattler this year in that South Carolina offense since that game was so shrouded with like special team scores and defensive things. So this will be an interesting game to see. I also like the fact that it's at home for the Razorbacks, and they just have a much more experienced team, so I'm going to go with the Razorbacks to cover 8.5 as well.
Yeah, I got the Razorbacks. You guys kind of hit, you know, all my points. But I'll just say, you know, Arkansas is going to impose their will on South Carolina. I don't think they have the size to really compete. And, you know, I think they're going to control the clock and control the game like they did in week one against Cincy.
Yeah.
Next game we have on the docket here, Missouri, Kansas State. Kansas State is favored by, the line has moved now, it's 7.5. Kansas State, and the over-under is 55.5. Greg, what are we thinking here?
I'm going to go over here. Both teams scored a lot of points in their first games. I think, you know, Mizzou dropped like 52, so they have a legit offense. Kansas State dropped 38, I think, week one, so, you know, they're capable of putting up points. You know, I could see this game going into the 30s for both teams, the way they played week one.
I'm going to have to go Kansas State here on, what did you say it was, 7.5?
7.5, yep.
I think it's a very winnable game for Kansas State. I don't think that it's going to be anything that's going to be, you know, blowing them out of the water, but I do think that once they, if they can get into a groove, they are a good football program. They have a good, solid squad returning back from last year. I think that Kansas State can hold them off. Hold Missouri off for just enough time to pull off that 7.
Yeah, I think Deuce Vaughn's the X factor here. I got Kansas State 7.5 cover here as well. next one's going to be interesting. Let's see what you guys' opinion is on this. UNC on the road, which, by the way, that's a whole separate conversation. We've got Power 5 schools now traveling. UNC. Back-to-back weeks on the road against a group of five schools. They go on the road this week to Georgia State. UNC is favored by 7.5. What do you guys have here? Dre, we'll start with you.
All right,
Greg, we can
good.
Start with you. You're ready to roll, man.
Either way, all go right. ahead, Greg.
You know, I think a 7.5-point spread's a little bit disrespectful to UNC. Yes, App State, you know, gave them a great game, and, you know, they didn't look good on defense. But, I mean, UNC is still a very good football team, and, you know, App State's going to be one of the best non-Power 5 teams out there this year. And that's something you'll see later in the season, you know, when they're like a 10-11-win program. And you can look back and say, oh, UNC, you know, did, you know, played pretty well. They played against a good team. So I think they're going to beat Georgia State by more than 7 points. I would say maybe even in the 20s.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the more reasonable pick. But I'm going to go upset here. Just not upset, but, you know. I think Georgia State could keep it within that 7. Maybe. Maybe. They didn't play awful last week against South Carolina. But I also don't necessarily see it being, you know, it could get out of hand. But I like Georgia State here. I want to see something crazy from a smaller school, and at least just keeping it within relative striking distance here. So I want to see the Panthers go ahead and cover that 7.
Yeah, so 3-4 picks for those of you keeping mark. Dre and I are dead even on exactly what we're picking. So, Dre, we're living or dying this week together, my guy. This is a flyer for me as well. As a closet UNC fan, this one was tough for me to do, but I'm starting to see a little bit of a trend here, and I'm just going to use this game to test that theory that given how UNC's defense has played the first 2 weeks, whatever the spread is, bet on the team that is playing UNC to beat the spread. So we're just going to roll with that and see if Georgia State can keep it interesting. I like the UNC offense, but, like, at the same time, their defense just doesn't step on the field. So it literally looks like the other team is just practicing and doing walkthroughs. If you go back and watch that App State fourth quarter, it's shocking. It's unreal. So, yeah, I'm going to go Georgia State plus 7.5 here. Could work, could not. We'll see what happens. Like Dre said, we want to see something exciting. Yeah, so
for sure.
But next one on the docket, we've got Marshall versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame is a 20.5-point favorite. Greg, do you think that Notre Dame offense is for real and they can put up points here, or do you think we're going to see a typical
kind of similar situation as UNC. They're going to impose their will on Marshall this week. They're probably going to score – you know, upwards of 35 points, you know, pounding the rock. They didn't look too explosive against Ohio State, but they still had a few good plays. You know, that first pass to Lorenzo Styles, but then you get held to 3 points in the red zone. However, I think they, you know, they're going to win this game pretty easily. You know, they're a legit defense. Marshall's not going to score a ton of points. So, you know, they should cover the spread here.
I completely agree. I mean, Notre Dame defensively showed that they can at least hold a really good football team, high power offensive team to only 3 scores. And I definitely think that if you're asking me, can they get over that 20-point hump? You know, you just kind of, like you said, if they're down by 20 starting the game, can they come back? For sure. I think that that's one of those situations where I look at Notre Dame and they're battle-tested, in my opinion. You play against an Ohio State team first week, you got a tough task. So I'm going with Notre Dame to cover that 20.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one thing we didn't see last week from Taylor Buckner, and I think it was just because either scheme-wise or also just how Ohio State was playing defense, but he didn't really get a lot of opportunities, and you guys can correct me if you disagree here, but I felt like, you know, as a pretty mobile quarterback, he didn't really get a lot of opportunities for design QB runs or read options or really anything like that. They really were trying to get the ball out of his hands as quick as possible against that Ohio State defense and really establish the ground game. So I think one of the things that, if I'm, you know, trying to put myself in the shoes of Marcus Freeman, is try to see, like, how the fluidity of the offense looks, right, with kind of the full playbook. So can we get Buckner moving around? Can we get that to kind of lead itself into some RPOs, some play action passes, and establish the pass game, and then just kind of let the offense play complementary football with the defense? If the Notre Dame defense is as good as it is, at least as it looked week one, I think Notre Dame really just has to score like 25 or 30 points a game, and they're going to win almost all their games. So I like Notre Dame to cover here. I think they open up the playbook a little bit. I think Buckner probably runs for, you know, 60 yards this week and throws for about, you know, maybe around 200. I think we start to see some flashes of what could be a semi-decent Notre Dame offense this year, even though they don't have a lot of big-name weapons outside of Michael Mayer, outside of the hashes. So that's what I think is going to happen. Next one we have on the docket here, upstart App State goes on the road to play Texas A&M. There's a lot of question marks right now about A&M. What do you guys think about this one? A&M's favored 19. That's kind of a tricky number. What do you guys feel?
I struggled with this one because I watched an Appalachian State team put up a good fight. But I also don't want to just undercut an A&M team that's ranked number, what is it, number 6 this week? So I'm going Texas A&M to cover the 19, but I also am still a little hesitant just because I don't necessarily know how good Appalachian State is, and they can put up a fight. It's not necessarily do I think Texas A&M will win the game. It's more so about will Appalachian State keep it within 19? And I think it's possible. But
I'm going to take App State here. You know, we saw what they could do last against a legit opponent. Texas A&M didn't look that great week one against Sam Houston State or whoever they played in the FCS. They put up 31 points against an FCS team. That's solid, obviously, but, you know, you're going to be playing a legit team this week that can, you know, that can throw the ball pretty well, you know, and put up points. So, I don't know. I think they can definitely hang Texas A&M. I don't think A&M is going to lose this game just due to the talent gap. I think App State is going to keep this game relative close.
So 19 points is a lot of points to give. I'm going to go Texas A&M. I think that they're going to cover this spread, not because they score a lot of points, but because their defense is going to play really well against App State. Even though they struggled against Sam Houston State, and even though App State is way better than Sam Houston State, it kind of goes back to what we were talking about in our previous episode, where it's very underrated in nowadays against like an FCS opponent or like a lower tier opponent, like Sam Houston State is for Texas A&M, it's very rare to give up no points throughout the entire course of the game, right? Because if you're a top program, you're putting in subs, right? You're kind of getting a little bored almost with the game, right? So it's very, we've seen a lot of times where, you know, teams will score a bunch in the third and fourth quarter against second stringers and inflate the score. Texas A&M didn't do that. 31 to nothing. I think I'm seeing this game as like a 31-7 type score, or like a 28-3 I could see, or something like that. I would not be shocked though, Greg, if you were right and this is a single digit game in the fourth quarter. I would not be shocked. But this is me placing my faith in the fact that Texas A&M defense are those dudes. So we'll see how it goes. Like I said, when we started this episode, I did not feel as great about these picks as I did last week. So we'll see. Greg, I kind of thought about changing my pick when I heard you talk about App State, but I'm going to roll with instinct here and stick with the Aggies at Kyle Field. All right, next we have Tennessee and Pitt. Tennessee favored 6.5. I think this is going to be an Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh. Yep. What do you have here, Dre?
I have Pittsburgh covering. But, you know, hey, Tennessee is good. I think this is going to be one of those first test interesting matchups for the latter half of the rankings. And we'll get to see if there's going to be any teams that actually, like, break out and do something a little bit more. It'll be a good first battle test for Pitt. And then I also think Tennessee has definitely an opportunity to win this football game. I mean, it's up in the air, and I think
I'm going to take Tennessee here. I think this is the game that kind of puts them back on the map. They've been kind of out of the picture, you know, in the grand scheme of things for over 10 years, ever since Philip Fulmer retired. They have, you know, been through a bunch of coaches, and, you know, sometimes they recruit relatively well and people are like, you know, those recruits aren't going to improve their program. But here, I think, you know, you got two of the more electric players in college football in Hendon Hooker and Cedric Tillman. They're going to put up a show on the national stage against a Pitt team that's pretty solid. So it'll be a statement win for them.
I'm going to go Pitt here. This is purely an emotional play. I just think as a program playing really sloppy against West Virginia week one, turn around, you have a home game against a ranked opponent and you are a 6.5 point dog in your own stadium. That's got to light a fire under these guys. I think that the potential is there for Keaton Slovis in that offense. The defense certainly looked really good, has potential to confuse Tennessee a little bit, and I do like, contrary to what I picked last week and contrary to what we talked about for how I feel Pitt's going to do the entire year, Greg, I do like Pat Narduzzi in this game to keep it close. I think Tennessee wins, but I think Pitt probably loses by 3 or 4, so that would put me in beat territory, so I'm going to take the Panthers to beat 6.5 here. One of the more interesting lines of the week here that we have on the docket, Washington State, Wisconsin. What do you guys think about this one? Wisconsin favored 17.5. That is a lot of points to see given to the Badgers.
I'm picking Wisconsin. I know that it is a lot of points for a Big Ten program that's not very offensive-minded. But, I mean, who's to say that they couldn't? I mean, I haven't watched. I haven't got a chance to watch either of these teams this year, not yet. But I'm gonna pick Wisconsin just based upon the fact that they've had a few returners. It's played some good football over the past few years. Played against some good programs. Washington State has an opportunity to definitely show up and kick some ass.
I'm taking Wisconsin too.
But
look, Washington State barely beat Idaho last week.
It's hard to pick on
it. 24-17.
I do like Wisconsin.
That's not a good look for a Pac-12 program. So Wisconsin's going to establish the run early. I could see Braylon Allen rushing for 200 yards this game. He runs wild, and Wisconsin wins this game by many scores. Sounds good.
we need that to be put on a shirt. Wisconsin wins this game by many scores, or yeah, just many scores with a picture of your face, Greg. I'm gonna go with Washington State Cougars, right? Cougars.
I'm not They're crazy. A big cat of sorts.
Okay, yeah. Give me the Cougs plus 17.5. Cameron Ward. From I think he came from like FCS Incarnate or something like that last year. He's a transfer quarterback, very talented guy. I think this is exactly the stage for him to start to build his resume as a fringe NFL quarterback. And what better defense to do it against than an absolutely ruthless Wisconsin team against on the road? I think Washington State sticks around here. Wisconsin ultimately wins probably by like 14. But I think a backdoor cover or a backdoor beat here is going to help Washington State beat a 17.5 point spread. Next, we have Houston, Texas Tech. Houston kind of struggled a little bit with UTSA, which, I mean, UTSA is a good team. The line on this one is, let me find it for you guys. If this doesn't give you away what my pick's going to be, then. I don't know what does. That line is Texas Tech 3.5 favorite. Over under on the game is 62.5. Let's go, Dre. What do we have here for this one?
Honestly, I'll go the over 162.5. I think both teams could probably put up more points than 30 a pop. So I'll take that, and then if I were to choose the spread, I'm taking Houston. Simply just because I think, yeah, they did struggle, but it's, again, it's one of those first matchups. I think there's a lot of teams that have a lot of stuff to prove. Texas Tech being one of those programs that over the past, you know, 5 to 6 years in the Big 12, they've been average to below average at best.
Yeah, I agree with you. Houston, you know, should UTSA is a pretty good football team as well. I think, I mean, they went toe-to-toe together, but I think they're both legit non-power programs. Texas Tech has a brand new coach. He's never coached in college before. He was actually a former high school coach. So that's going to be an adjustment for him, playing a very good Houston team. I think, you know, he has a lot of potential to lead that Texas Tech program, you know, to new heights. You know, he has a lot of connections in the Texas area from his high school days. But year one, I'm going to have to take Houston here.
So this is going to be a great week, hopefully, to either get some separation or totally flip-flop the rankings. Because after I made the comment that Dre and I had carbon copy sheets for the first four games, I think we've picked almost opposite each other for almost every pick after that. And the trend's going to continue here because I'm taking the under in this game. Doug Belk is probably the best defensive coordinator not already snatched up into a head coaching position in the country with Houston. He's doing a lot of really unique things with that program. He's probably the next guy at the end of this year that makes that jump. And Texas Tech hung a bunch of points on a really bad Murray State team, which, again, really bad team. You can hang 63 on anybody if they suck. But they only gave up 10 points. So I think that this is going to be a grind-out game here. I like the under 65.5. I mean, both teams would have to get over 30 points. I don't really see that happening here. Took Houston 3 OTs, I think, and that game was 35-34. So I like a defensive showdown here in Lubbock. Give me the under 65.5. The next one we have, the Hawkeye Classic, the Cyclone Hawkeye Classic here. Matt Campbell, Kirk Ferentz, Iowa State and Iowa. Iowa is favored 3.5. That's shocking because they only put up 7 last week. So they must really be down on Iowa State's offense this year. They're putting Iowa as 3.5-point favorites. What do you guys think about this one?
I think Iowa State is actually going to win this game. I think they're actually going to win. If the spread is this close, I think they can win this football game. Why not? I mean, it's a rivalry matchup. Second week of the season, it didn't play awful the first week. I mean, if you care about anything about momentum, they should be okay. And I mean, Iowa just
yeah,
a very
I was talking about it earlier, but
it was just,
you know,
underwhelming.
How
in terms
is Iowa
going to
put up points against Iowa State's defense?
You know,
if they
defenses
can't do it
really
against
matter
an FCS
in college football.
Team. So
we'll see if their defense.
I'm gonna
is
have
good
to take
to
Iowa State here as well.
Offenses.
I mean, hopefully they can score than 7 points. but yeah, I think they're gonna take this game outright.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I've got Iowa State here as 3.5 points to beat. I mean, why not take the points? But I agree with you. I think Iowa State's going to win the game. But yeah, we're all in agreement for that one. Iowa State beat 3.5. All right, now we're getting to the cream of the crop here, gentlemen. Time to sit up in your seats a little bit. We're probably going to get some interesting picks here. First one to round out the big boys of the week here, Kentucky, Florida. We've got a lot of storylines in this one, a lot of question marks as to both of these programs. It seems like the past 3 years or so, both of these programs have started out hot and then fizzled in the SEC. Remains to be seen what it's going to be like this year, but right now in the swamp, following a very successful opening weekend there against Utah, Florida is favored 5.5 points against the upstart Wildcats and Will Levis.
Wow.
Eats bananas with the peel on. What are you guys thinking? By the way, I'm going to make that comment every time we bring up Kentucky. He is the banana peel guy. So just going to point that out. He also puts mayo in his coffee.
Oh, wow. That's rough.
Just, yeah. His taste buds are interesting.
For sure. I'm going to go Florida.
yeah, Florida 5.5 here. What do we think?
Yeah, I actually want to see Florida take this a little bit further than where they were last week. I think they can stay on that high horse if they really want to. They didn't look awful against a really good Utah team. They could have embarrassed them if they really wanted to. I mean, if you would have looked at the numbers ahead of time, you could have probably guessed it. Utah runs the table and at least wins by 3 touchdowns. But that wasn't the case. You really get to watch a good two solid teams, kind of like what I was mentioning earlier.
During the preseason,
Tennessee, Pitt,
and they haven't
two teams
showed
that
me
could,
any different.
You know, be in that
I mean,
middle
to
bottom
week.
Half of this race in this game.
You know, Florida showed up last week
year,
for sure.
For sure. I'm going Florida.
They proved me wrong. I was kind of down on them. You know, they beat a very good Utah football team. I think it showed like Anthony Richardson's true potential as well. Maybe he can, you know, if he keeps playing like that, he could put himself in the Heisman conversation, you know, as long as Florida's good football team. But they could be due for a letdown here. You know, Kentucky's a very well-coached and experienced team. Sometimes those games, you know, can sneak up on you, especially after a big win and not having a ton of experience as well. So I'm going to take Kentucky here.
Yeah, so I think it was 2 years ago. Kentucky went in, was it 2 years ago, and they beat, like, I think it was number 10 or 12 Florida, and that really shaped that season for Kentucky. I think it was the first year that Mark Stoops was there. I don't know. Not important. I'm going Florida to cover here. The difference for me is just going to be the atmosphere. I just think, you know, week one breathed a new era of hope in, right? You got a new coach, Billy Napier. You got this great quarterback now all of a sudden, and Anthony Richardson, who's making plays and is electric. That's got to drive a lot of energy into that swamp. Very, very tough draw here for Kentucky to come in 1 week after an electrifying win like that. in play now, a new upstart Florida team. So I just think the atmosphere helps push Florida over the edge when they need it. And Anthony Richardson continues to make big plays in big moments. I think Florida wins this one on a game-winning touchdown drive, capped off by Anthony Richardson himself. So give me Florida and the 5.5 cover here. The next one we talked about on, or at least I brought up, is one of my winners for week one. Interesting to see how you guys call this one. USC versus Stanford.
I'm going USC this week. I don't know how legit, again, the program is this year. I think it'll be a good start, a good test. Yeah, they busted Rice's ass, but I mean, like, it's Rice. And you know, hey, like Greg was mentioning, anybody could put up 62.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you here. USC has just way too much talent.
I think Stanford should give up.
You know,
give
you got
a fight,
Caleb Williams at QB. That might be the best QB, you know, Stanford faces all year. I'm going to take the 9 points. I think they're going to win pretty handily, though. Multiple touchdown W for them. Yeah, many scores.
Many scores. I spoke earlier about how this is a really big opportunity for Stanford as a program here, and it's also a big opportunity for USC as a measuring stick. I think that Stanford keeps it close in the first half. We go into the half with maybe a little bit of an intrigue, but I think USC really just takes over the game in the second half. They definitely cover. And to use, Greg, your great terminology here, I'm going to go many scores for the Trojans' victory here. Next one we have Arizona State, Oklahoma State. Dre, as the resident Cowboy fan, I'm going to let you do the honors here. What are you taking in this game?
You want to give the people the line? Because there's a reason why. I mean, I chose Arizona State just, like, defensively. It's a defensive thing, and I just don't know how good, again, that latter half of the Oklahoma State's defense, is. The safeties looked really confused last week. And, I mean, maybe they can get it together in a week. But also, I don't necessarily know if I have faith yet in our new defensive coordinator. So, I gave Arizona State covering that spread. What was it?
I'm going to take Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's going to win that.
Or 11. Sorry.
You know, they kind of showed that last week.
I'm going with Arizona State.
Veteran
just because
QB.
I can't imagine them letting it get too far.
Arizona State's kind of in shambles right now. They've had some recruiting violations in recent years. You know, not as much talent on their roster. A lot of guys transferred after that. So I think, you know, they're not too impressive of a team. Oklahoma State can put up points against this team and cover.
Yeah, I agree with you, Greg. Dre, knock on wood for yourself here, based on what I'm about to say. But it looks like a different Spencer Sanders this year, finally. He looks really good. I think he could start to get some fringe Heisman looks, at least just as a talking point on the back half of that ballot. I just think Oklahoma State's offense can run away with it. And Oklahoma State's defense was semi-decent for the majority of that game. They really just fell apart in the fourth quarter. So I think if they can string together four quarters of quality defense, you know, there's potential for this to get ugly as well. Against a, like you said, Greg, depleted Arizona State team due to those recruiting violations and just overall, you know, lack of energy on that sideline, I think, right now for the Sun Devils. And then the nightcap we have here, 10:15 kickoff. Not really Pac-12 after dark, but you certainly get that vibe. Baylor v. BYU. It's going to be the Mormons here against Baylor. Let's see if they're for real. BYU is actually favored 3.5 here at home against Baylor. What do you guys think here?
Yeah, I'm going Baylor. I feel like this one, I don't know why, but I just don't. I don't see BYU.
Yeah. I'm going to take Baylor as well.
I just can't. I can't imagine
them before the season. But Dave Aranda's going to have that defense ready for BYU. BYU's had an explosive offense, the past few seasons. But, Baylor, they don't play many defenses like Baylor, that physical and imposing. So I think Baylor's going to show up on defense and win this game as well. Yeah.
Hey, the kid Blake, what is it, Blake Shapen? Kid's good too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a scrub.
No, he's great. Not an outstanding, an electric playmaker, but just a very quality, disciplined quarterback. Yeah. You can just tell by the way he goes through his reads. He's very just very well disciplined.
First year
QB.
Last year going against Oklahoma State in a Big 12 championship. And didn't have a flinch of fear in him.
I mean, he just looks like he is a gamer. Very high confidence
Mind
player.
Mind you, Jim Knowles' defense too. That should sting a little. That kid is. That's a baller. So I'm excited.
Yeah, and he's just going to be a steady. Steady true north for them. I take Baylor as well here. I think BYU is the real deal, though. I think they can have a good season this year. But I just like Shapen, and I like the overall discipline. You're going to hear me toss that word around a lot this year for Baylor. But when you watch their team play, it's a lot of toughness and just a lot of head down, nose, hard nose football. Yeah. Like, they're just going to play good. They're going to play their game. They're not going to really worry about what you're doing on your sideline over there, and you're not going to phase them. So I'm going to take the Bears here plus 3.5 to close out the sheet. I think this is a very interesting slate, boys. We could see a rapid change in the standings for better or worse for all three of us this week. A lot of differences in our picks. So standings could go wild here. Or we could split picks and
Texas Bama for me.
Who knows? But
no doubt about it.
It's gonna be a great week, and I'm very excited to watch. Is there one game, I guess, to wrap this up? Is there one game that you guys are really, really looking forward to watching? Like which one are you really gonna watch on Saturday?
Yeah, I was gonna say
Texas Bama.
Probably Texas Bama.
Greg, we'll be texting during that game.
Texas Bama, and I'll probably flip back and forth for South Carolina, Arkansas, between Bama and Texas and South Carolina, Arkansas.
I'm with that. I'm definitely tuning into the Florida Kentucky game. I want to see that one. I want to see how those two teams are.
Also,
those teams are integral to me in the figuring out the key of the SEC this year. Because if Florida can keep it up, or Kentucky for that matter, I think the SEC East could be wide open for number two behind Georgia.
Bring up that game again, too, is another game you could bring up is Tennessee-Pitt. Another good game.
Or who knows? Who knows? Maybe Florida could beat Georgia this year. God. All right. It's getting late. We should end the episode. Before I make too many stupid comments like that again. But, no, this is great. We will we'll see how these pan out. We appreciate it. We'll catch you on the next picks episode, and make sure you're checking out our full length episodes as well. We just released a week one review and slight discussion about the 12-team playoff. So make sure to check that out and follow us on all of the platforms if you're not already. What are you doing? Really appreciate it. We will check you out on the next episode. See you.
Thanks for listening to Slightly Offsides. We'll catch you next time.